coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Sports Department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver, Brian Patch from Lima Bath High School. And here we are for the sectional championship game, Brian. Ought to be a dandy.
It should be, yeah. And, you know, obviously these two teams are familiar with each other, just playing each other a couple weeks ago. And and rivalries with each other, so it should be a great one for sure.
Fort Recovery led that game about 20 points, but then I believe St. Henry got down to just less than 10. I know.
Yeah, I think we ended up winning by maybe 7 or 8 or so, somewhere around there. So
it could be any kind of a game tonight where we'll just have to wait and see. We're going to talk with Coach Holly Gann coming up here in just a moment on PG14, Jay Country 101, right after we pause for this commercial break.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down to 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back at Lima Bath High School, I'm Rob Weaver. I have Holly Gann with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And Holly, quite a year for you, 17-5 overall, co-champs of the MAC. I don't think you could ask for a whole lot more than that.
No, these girls have played hard all season, and, you know, again, lots of accomplishments, and here we are, ready to keep going.
Well, your team kept battling away all year in the MAC. You had a lot of close ones, but you rose to the occasion in all those tests. And even the last game against New Bremen, which was not supposed to be necessarily maybe that close, the gals still survived there, and they knew they wanted that conference championship, and they nailed it down that night.
Absolutely. I think that is something that we've been really consistent with most of part of the year. A couple games in there, obviously Versailles, Jay County, and then Tri-Village as of late. We just didn't make some big plays when we had to, but if you look at those games besides those, we finished a lot of games down late in the stretch. We had big plays from multiple players, held some composure, and we've gotten the job done. So of course, yes, we did not want the Bremen game to be that close, especially after we were up by 20, but when it's all said and done, we still got the W, and we were still able to get co-champs of the MAC, and that's still something that we should be very proud of and not forget. But here we are today, and that MAC title isn't going to help us tonight. So we got to be able to come out and show some composure and get the job done yet again.
Well, when you played St. Henry the last time, hey, they gave us all we wanted. So I'm expecting a heck of a game tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing is for sure, right? I tell the girls we got to control the things we can control. Yes, we know St. Henry's going to come out. They're going to become ready to play. So we have to be ready to play, too. We know it's going to be a battle. So we're going to have to battle harder. And so I don't expect anything less from the St. Henry Redskins.
How about from the Lady Redskins' standpoint, any particular players there you're really concerned about?
You know, again, you have six, seven girls that are just really athletic. So at any given night, anybody's going to be able to contribute to that kind of team. Obviously, Addie Vaughn leads the team. She's just a good all-around player. A Busher girl can shoot. They're just getting it a little bit from everybody. So I'll be anxious to see what kind of things maybe they've made some adjustments here the second time around for us.
Once again, Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, before tonight's big game with St. Henry, the sectional championship game. We'll be back in just a moment.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery girls basketball team.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at Lima Bath High School, again, Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch getting set for the big game here this evening. A reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's sectional championship game with St. Henry. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Brian, let's take a look at the starting lineups for Fort Recovery for tonight. Again, who are the starters going to be?
Yeah, we got three seniors, and that is number 15, Brooke Collett, number 21, Olivia Patch, number 22, Val Mullenkamp, and the two juniors to go along with that is number 20, Kiki Wendell, and number 24, Allie Bob.
And for the
St. Henry Lady Redskins tonight. It's going to be Cora Stallman, a senior, starting, along with Addie Vaughn, a senior. Also starting will be Marley Vaughn, a senior. Also, Alicia Busher, a senior. Vaughn, a senior. So a very experienced lineup starting for St. Henry tonight. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy, with their locations in Fort Recovery, also in Versailles, and in Union City in Bern, Indiana. Don't forget, they do offer a weekly prescription program where they will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. That's Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. And they also have their handicapped medical equipment center there at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Val Mollenkamp's going to jump for the Lady Indians. Jumping for St. Henry will be Alyssa Busher. And as I recall, Brian, Alyssa Busher's a major scoring threat for them.
Yeah, Addie Vaughn and Alyssa Busher are their two leading scorers. Busher didn't hit many threes against us the first time, but I think St. Henry as a team is one of the leading three-point percentages made on the season. So
out front with the ball is Nora Vaughn, and she tried to pass over to Alyssa Busher and threw it away. So a turnover to start the game here for the St. Henry Lady Redskins, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Kiki Wendell with the basketball over on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Now Brooke Collig back out top to Kiki. Wendell will pass over to Brooke Collig in the corner. It goes to Val Mollenkamp back out top. Brooke Collig to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes right side to Olivia Patch. Patch on the wing, passing back out top. Over to Brooke Collig it goes. There's Kiki Wendell again. Lobs it in to Allie Vaughn. Back to Wendell. Over on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Lady Indians being very deliberate here. Here's Mollenkamp on an open shot, and it does not go. Rebound comes down and out of bounds. Yes, and it's going to go to who? St. Henry. St. Henry will get the basketball. Just underway here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Sectional championship game tonight between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. The winner comes back on Thursday to play in the district at Wapakoneta. With the basketball there is Addie Vaughn on the left, and she threw it away. Tried to hit Cora Stallman on the left over there, and the pass just went out of bounds.
Great start for the Indians on the defensive end. Two possessions and two turnovers by the Redskins.
Kiki Wendell will bring it down now for the Lady Indians. Nate Christman's our studio producer tonight back in Portland and here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We have Owen Shane and Neil Spencer. Brooke Collig over to Kiki Wendell. Back to Brooke Collig on the left. Olivia Patch goes inside to Allie Vaughn. And a pass outside is intercepted by St. Henry, but Kiki Wendell gets possession, and there's going to be a jump ball called. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession.
Both teams look a little nervous here to start, Rob.
Nice crowd on hand for the Lady Indians here tonight. And if you can't be here, we hope you're enjoying the broadcast, either on the radio station or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Olivia Patch inside to Allie Vaughn. She's double-teamed, tied up again. Ball goes back to St. Henry. Head coach of the St. Henry Lady Redskins is Kyle Minchoffer. Of course, Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery won the regular season game, but it was a tussle. Nothing here in the early going in this one. Inside, it's up and in. First basket is scored by Addie Vaughn of St. Henry to make it 2-0. Right side, Brooke Collig back outside. It's intercepted by Busher. Oh, that was close to being over and back, but it wasn't. Now down to Busher. She's out of control. Ball's out of control, out of bounds. Who's going to get it? St. Henry knocked out by Fort Recovery. Well, we've gone 2 minutes and 20 seconds. No offense to speak of except St. Henry's 2 points. 2-0, St. Henry in the lead here. Inside, there's a shot partially blocked. It looked like no good. Rebound comes to Brooke Collig. Missing that basket was Addie Vaughn, and they're going to say a foul on St. Henry. That was called on Nora Vaughn. Got to keep these Vaughn girls straight here.
Good luck with that.
Kiki Wendell, right side to Val Mollenkamp. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch from Lima Bath High School. First for me, I've never been here before. Not too bad of a gym. It's an older, old school gym. But here's Olivia Patch up and in. And Patch gets the first basket for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Makes it 2-2. We are all tied up. Way to go, Olivia. Out front with the basketball is Addie Vaughn. Right side, it's up and good by who was that, Brian?
I think 34, I believe. Yeah, 34.
And the ball's loose on the deck, and what we got here? Traveling call on St. Henry. So Fort Recovery will get it back. Recovery with the ball. Kiki Wendell cross-court pass to Val Mollenkamp. Val now dribbling the basketball. Over to Brooke Colleague. Right side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Now with the basketball is Brooke Colleague on the left. Val Mollenkamp open. Too long. Rebound comes down to Buescher for St. Henry. So we have a 4-2 score here. St. Henry in the lead by two. Right side with the basketball there is Marley Vaughn. She'll pass back out top to Addie Vaughn. Addie looking, dribbling left. Now feeds on the left to her sister Nora Vaughn, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Kiki Wendell of Fort Recovery. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes to the hole, and it's out of bounds. Off. Of Fort Recovery off of Allie Vaughn. Turnover, Lady Indians. Four two score here. There's the ball taken by Fort Recovery down to Val Mollenkamp. It's up and it's in. Val Mollenkamp scoring. And it's now 4-4. Mollenkamp gets her first basket of the ball game. And St. Henry has the basketball. It's on the deck here. A scramble between Kiki Wendell and Addie Vaughn. And St. Henry has to call timeout. St. Henry calling timeout here. You're listening to PG14, J Country 101 Radio. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch here at Lima Bath High School. We'll be back in just a moment with more for you on PG14 and J Country 101, the sectional championship game, right after we pause for this.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the farm and tool sale.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe.
Well, back here, had a little technical issues. I don't know what's going on here. Figure this out for me, Brian.
Wrong person, Rob.
Life is interesting sometimes. Anyway, back to the game. St. Henry has the basketball. Down comes Nora Vaughn. Or that was Marley Vaughn, I should say. There's Alyssa Buescher over to Addie Vaughn on the left. Addie dribbles down towards the baseline, passes off into Ashley Ontrop is in the game now. Ontrop in the lane, taken away by Paige Fortkamp of Fort Recovery. Fortkamp with the steal, who's in the game now. Here's Val Mollenkamp firing a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down, and it's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery on Paige Fortkamp. So that'll give the basketball back to the St. Henry Lady Redskins. And Addie Vaughn will bring it up over to Alicia Buescher. Buescher will pass off to Addie Vaughn on the left. Goes underneath on prop up and no good. And a foul's going to be called on Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp gets called for the foul there. So at the free throw line goes on Trump. Puts it up and good. Ashley Ontrop converts a free throw. She'll have one more. It's now 5-4 as the St. Henry Lady Redskins taking a lead. This is up and no good this time. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel, who's in the game for Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will bring it down. Over on the right to Brooke Hollig. She scores. Brooke Hollig puts it in. Makes it 6-5 now. Here's the pass on the left side to Alyssa Buescher. She'll turn, fire, miss. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. And down comes Allie Vaughn. Over it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Comes in, puts it up, no good. Rebound back up. And it went in for Val Mollenkamp, her second basket tonight. And that gives the Lady Indians the lead at 8-5 now. After this game, we'll have Blackford and Wabash in high school boys basketball coming your way. The free throw is no good. Here comes St. Henry with the basketball now. Addie Vaughn looking, goes on the left side. Over there to Nora Vaughn. Nora dribbling the basketball. Comes down the lane, puts it up no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Foul on the Lady Indians. That's going to put... Who is that? Nora Vaughn at the line?
Yeah.
She will have two shots coming. The first one's up and good. That's her first basket of the evening. She'll have one more. First point of the evening. It makes it 8-6 now in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter here. Fort Recovery once again at the moment in the lead, 8-6. But the lead to be carved down to 1 point here by Nora Vaughn. It's up and no good this time. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Val Mollenkamp with it. Down she comes. Over on the right side it goes to Brooke Hollig. Hollig bounce pass on the left to Kiki Wendell. Wendell puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down. It's Val Mollenkamp back up and no good. And Val's going to be fouled, and she will be at the free throw line. You're listening again to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. So at the free throw line, Val Mollenkamp, first one is in and out, no good. Out of bounds it goes. Still stays 8-6. St. Henry will get the ball, they say. So, getting the ball is Nora Vaughn. Correction, that's Marley Vaughn. Marley comes down, feeds over on the right side. Here is Nora Vaughn now with the ball. There's Cora Stallman getting it. Back and up and no good by Mia Niekamp. Rebounds up and good by Cora Stallman. Stallman scoring. And that makes it now 8-8. We're all tied up here. And guess what? We got ourselves a heck of a game, Brian.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect anything less with these two teams playing with what's on the line. So
sectional championship on the line here. Again, this is WPGW. AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. inside Kiki Wendell, and it's taken away by St. Henry at the buzzer. And we have finished the first quarter of play. It's 8-8. Thanks to our friends, Calp Pharmacy, for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. A reminder, if you need handicap medical equipment, stop in at Calp Pharmacy, Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Calp Pharmacy, they have a weekly prescription program also that will, again, make it nice for you. They deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We'll just keep it right here. Going on.
4 points for Val Molenkamp. Olivia Patch has two, and Brooke Collins has two.
Goes on.
Gotta love technology, Rob.
Yeah, I love technology. Kiki Wendell with it right side to Val Molenkamp. Down to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Val Molenkamp. Molenkamp to Brooke Colleague. Colleague on the left to Kiki Wendell. Wendell on the left side. It goes to Whitney Rammel. Whitley back out to Kiki Wendell. Here's Brooke Colleague. Right side to Val Molenkamp. Molenkamp will feed back to Kiki Wendell. Wendell to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the ball, passing on the left to Brooke Colleague. Goes inside to Whitley Rammel, puts it up, no good. Rebound Whitley back up, no good again. Rebound Val Molenkamp, no good again. Rebound back up by Val Molenkamp, no good again. And finally, a foul is going to be called on St. Henry, I believe. So at the free throw line is Val Molenkamp. She puts it up and got it. Makes it 9-8. Lady Indians regain the lead. 2nd one's also good. It's 10-8. So Val Molenkamp converts 2 free throws. And she has a total now tonight of 6 points in this game out of our 10. It's up and no good. Out of bounds. It's going to be given to the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Here's an outside shot way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Nora Vaughn. Taken away by Kiki Wendell. Kiki with the basketball. Down comes Brooke Colleague. Colleague looking, and there's going to be traveling called on Brooke Colleague. So it goes back to the St. Henry Lady Redskins. St. Henry will bring it in. Fort Recovery's been pressing the whole game, Brian. They're going to get tired.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, I would press St. Henry too, because they kind of struggle with the ball. And so, you know, they're trying to get them to have to play fast and make decisions. And hopefully that plays in our favor.
Right side with the basketball is Nora Vaughn. She'll dribble in. It's knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. Score here. We're in the second period of play with 6:25 to go. Shots no good by St. Henry. Here's Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn to Kiki Wendell. Yes! Kiki Wendell gets her first points of the night. And it's now 12-8. Lady Indians leading by 4 points. Right side it goes. Addie Vaughn to Allie Vaughn, and we got a foul on Allie Vaughn. That's number 2 on Allie. Here comes Paige Fortkamp.
in the lineup for the Lady Indians. Who went out of there?
Alley with two fouls.
Okay. St. Henry has the basketball, trailing 12-8. Right side to Addie Vaughn. Addie goes towards the baseline, back to Alyssa Buescher. Buescher cross-court pass to Nora Vaughn, fires it up and missed it. Rebound, fought for, picked up by St. Henry. Buescher firing and missing, in and out. Rebound, Nora Vaughn, but into the hands of Brooke Hollig. And here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Down right side to Whitley Rammel. Rammel back out to Kiki Wendell. Over on the left, there's Paige Fortkamp. Now to Brooke Hollig, now to Kiki Wendell. Down to 5:28 to go here in the second quarter of play. Cross-court pass over to Brooke Hollig. She'll fire the shot up, missed it. Rebound, Whitley Rammel, no good. Rebound, battled for. Up, no good by Val Mollenkamp. Rebound, battled for, out of bounds. I think it went off St. Henry. Fort Recovery will get the basketball back.
Right now, we're basically just, our best offense is just throwing it up there because that's kind of what we're doing. We need to settle down and actually shoot it versus throwing it. But we are doing a great job of running to the glass, and they're not boxing us out. And so hopefully we can score on a couple of these offensive putbacks.
Here comes St. Henry. They end up with the basketball, up and no good, and the foul's on Fort Recovery. Coming away with the ball there was Mia Niekamp. She's the daughter of Kevin Niekamp, one of the assistant coaches for the team. Up and good by Mia Niekamp. That's her first point of the evening. And that makes it now a score of 12-9. St. Henry down by three. This one's up, and it is good again. 12-10 now. Here's Kiki Wendell with it. Back out top to Brooke Hollig. Over on the right to Paige Fortkamp. There's Val Mollenkamp on the wing. Val to Kiki Wendell. Wendell goes to Whitley Rammel. Rammel lost the ball. Picked up by Antrop of St. Henry. Here's Mia Niekamp. Marley Vaughn on the left. It goes to Buescher. Back around the horn to Addie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the ball in the lane. Feeds back out to Antrop. Firing and missing. And it goes out of bounds. Actually, that was Niekamp. Mia Niekamp. Fort Recovery down with the basketball. It's knocked out of bounds and off of the Lady Indians. Boy, what a battle this is. Every point is a treasure, I'll tell you. 12-10, Lady Indians leading by two. Here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your Case, I should say, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment. Right side, inside, tipped away by Val Mollenkamp. Olivia Patch came up with the basketball. Down comes Val, right side to Paige Fortkamp. She'll come down, put it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Antrop of St. Henry. Down to 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. For outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. There's a shot by Antrop, and a foul's going to be called. What, on Olivia?
Yeah.
Olivia Patch called for a foul. That's number one on Olivia. At the line, Antrop firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Paige Fortkamp. Here come the Lady Indians. Kiki Wendell with it. On the left, it goes to Brooke Hollig, firing and missing. Comes down to Val Mollenkamp up, and good! Val Mollenkamp scoring. That's number eight for Val tonight. And up the court comes Nora Vaughn. Stolen away by Paige Fortkamp. She'll come down. Up and no good. And Nora Vaughn
commits the foul, and Paige Fortkamp will be going to the free throw line. Opportunity for her to get her first points of the evening. Heads up, and it's no good by Paige. She will have one more here. One more for Paige Fortkamp. No good again. Missed them both. Rebound comes to St. Henry. With the basketball is Addie Vaughn. She'll pass over here to Marley Vaughn. Marley brings it down against Paige Fortkamp. Backs it up. Feeds over to Alyssa Buescher. Buescher now goes over to Cora Stallman. Stallman dribbles the ball, guarded by Kiki. Now back on the right side it goes. There is Marley Vaughn coming in, and a foul's going to be called on Paige Fortkamp. Paige can't believe it. But true, Paige, but true. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Right after this game on the FM side at 100.9, we'll have Blackford and Wabash basketball and boys basketball from Wabash, Indiana. At the free throw line is Fort Recovery's Marley Vaughn. It's up and no good. I'm sorry, it's up and good.
And this was one thing that concerned me coming in is, in the regular season, they don't call as many fouls. In tournament, they do call more fouls just because they're getting evaluated every game. And we foul a lot. In the season, they don't call those things. And right now, it's kind of hurting us a little bit because, you know, we're not moving our feet. We're bodying people up here too much on the defensive end.
Kiki Wendell on the left side, it goes. Brenna Homan in the game now for Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig over to Val Mollenkamp. Back to Kiki Wendell. Here's Brenna Homan. On the left to Brooke Collig on the wing. Back out to Brenna. Brenna passing on the right to Kiki Wendell. 2:32 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Don't forget, K&L has the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool that's great for all seasons. Check it out. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Outside to Brooke Collig. On the left it goes to Brenna Homan. There's Kiki Wendell. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound chased down by Kiera. On the left, Brooke Collig firing. It does not go. Or it does. It does go. Bounces up and down and in. Three-point basket for Brooke Collig. And that makes it now 17-13. Fort Recovery leads by 4 points. Alyssa Buescher with it. Over it goes to Cora Stallman. Now inside to Addie Vaughn. Fires it up and missed it. Off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down, up, and no good by Cora Stallman. And a foul's on Fort Recovery. Another foul. This could not be good. This could not be good. To Cora Stallman. There are 4 points on the night. And Fort Recovery brings it down. We've got ourselves a two-point game again, 17-15. Fort Recovery, once again, leading by two. Brenna Homan right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki back out top to Brooke Homan. Homan goes into Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball. On the left it goes to Brenna Homan. Homan goes out here to Kiki Wendell. Kiki passes to the baseline to Whitley Rammel. Rammel lost the ball. It's up for grabs. Who's going to get it? Brenna Homan comes up with it. Brooke Collig on the left, and we've got a timeout called by Holly Gann of Fort Recovery. Holly Gann calling time. We'll just keep it right here. And wow, what a game. I'll tell you, they are fighting out there tooth and nail, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Both teams are playing hard, and I mean, this is what you expect when you got two MAC teams playing, especially for your tournament life on the line. So,
I will advise Nate Christman back at the studios. Nate, we're going to have to send it back to you for just a little bit. We have experiencing some technical problems here, and I need to work on it briefly at halftime. We'll finish out the half here, and then I'll send it back to Nate Crispin for some music just for a little bit. Don't go away, fans. We'll be right back as soon as we get things straightened out here at our game site. A minute to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Brenna Holman right side, Brooke Hollig with it. Back to Brenna Holman on the right. Back to Kiki Wendell. Wendell passing on the left side to Brooke Hollig. Back out top to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Brenna Holman. There's Brooke Hollig to Brenna Holman. Holman looking. Passing around the horn on the left to Brooke Hollig. There's Valmont. Foul called on St. Henry. I think that's going to be on Marley Vaughn. Marley's pleading for mercy, but I don't think she's going to get it.
Well, she had a great trap. Val had her back to the floor and picked her dribble up in the short corner, and she had no place to go. They had a great trap. All they do is just not foul, and they probably would have got a turnover.
Brooke Hollig fires a three, no good. Rebound, Brenna Holman. Oh, it doesn't go in. Rebound saved by Whitley Rammel, but it's out of bounds. I think it went off St. Henry, but they're going to give it to St. Henry. So here's the inbounds pass for St. Henry into Cora Stallman. She'll pass up here to Marley Vaughn, to Alyssa Busher. Back to Marley Vaughn. There's Addie Vaughn with the ball. Addie feeds back outside to Cora Stallman. Down to 5 seconds. Right side, there is a shot by Antrop. No, it is good. A three-pointer at the gun and gives St. Henry the one-point lead. Can you believe that? Ashley Antrop gets a three-pointer at the buzzer to give St. Henry an 18-17 lead here at the halftime. What do you think about that? The luck of the bounce, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess, about like Brooks on the other end, I guess, so turnabout is fair play, but it's, to be honest, it's kind of a sloppy first half by both teams here, really. A lot of missed layups and a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers, so hopefully we can clean it up. Going into the second half.
Lady Indians down by one. Again, Nate Crispin, I will alert you. I'm going to send it back to you. Just play some music. Keep me on cue. I'll let you know when I want it back. So at this time, the score is 18-17. St. Henry leading by one at halftime. Now we go back to our studios in Portland. And again, I'll return here in just a moment on PG-14 J Country 101. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back after we make some technical adjustments. Now back to the studio. Again, Fort Recovery trailing 18-17 to the St. Henry Lady Redskins here at the halftime of this sectional championship game. Stay tuned, fans. We'll be back with more in just a moment right after we pause for this.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping, wishing the best of luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and player Allie Vaughn.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Lima Bath, how about a scoring recap real quickly? Brian Patch of the halftime stats.
Yeah, Val Mullenkamp's leading the way for the Indians with 8 points. Brooke Colley has 5, Kiki Wendell with 2, and Olivia Patch with 2.
That's the Fort Recovery scoring. Nobody really has many points for St. Henry. It's like four points and down for them. St. Henry gets the ball to start the second half. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The ball is off the legs of Al Mollenkamp and out of bounds. Who plays in the second game here today?
New Bremen versus New Knoxville.
That'll be a good one.
And then the winner of this one gets the winner of that one.
At the district next Thursday night. It's an 8 o'clock game next Thursday night. Here is the ball stolen by Kiki. Out of bounds it goes. Who gets it? St. Henry gets the basketball. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch. Nate Crispin's our studio producer. Back here at the game site, Owen Shane and Neil Spencer producing for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Down comes St. Henry with the basketball. Marley Vaughn now goes inside to Addie Vaughn, back out to Nora Vaughn, the triplets. Cora Stallman goes inside to Busher, turns, fires, hits. Alyssa Busher scoring. And that's actually her first basket of the night. And makes it 20-17, St. Henry by 3. Val Mollenkamp back outside over to Brooke Colley. To Olivia Patch, turns, fires, hits! Nice move by Olivia Patch. That's her second basket tonight. She's got 4 points, and it's 20-19. Indians back to within 1 point. There we go with the basketball. Nora Vaughn over on the right wing to Cora Stallman. Stallman back to Nora Vaughn. Back out top to Marley Vaughn. Marley bounce pass to Alyssa Busher. And it's loose, knocked away by Allie Vaughn, and Brooke Colley came up with the ball. Down comes Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp with it. Back outside to Brooke Colley. Colley moves to the left. Stops, feeds over to Kiki Wendell. Kiera with the ball now. Right side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back out to Brooke Colley. There's Allie Vaughn, top of the key. Left side, jumper by Kiki. Yes! Kiera Wendell hits a three-pointer. Big shot for the Lady Indians. That's 5 points now for Kiki. And Kiki steals the ball at the other end. Here comes Fort Recovery. Up, and it is no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, no good, but she is fouled, and she'll be at the line for 2 shots. Val has been at the line before tonight, has hit 2 out of 3. And St. Henry wants timeout. They want to settle things down. Coach Kyle Minchoffer says, hey, let's get things back in order here. Lady Indians have taken the lead 22-20 with 5:49 to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Lima Bath High School, where the score is Fort Recovery, 22-20 leaders. Val Mollenkamp at the line. It's up and good. Way to go, Val. She's a nice free throw shooter, Brian.
She struggled here of late, Rob. She started off well. She's actually about 55% right now. She's dropped a ton, so hopefully she can continue to get hot like she was on those two. So.
Well, she's 4 out of 5 tonight, and I'll take that.
Absolutely.
Down comes St. Henry with the basketball. Addie Vaughn on the left to Nora Vaughn. Down in the corner it goes. Back outside to Marley Vaughn. Marley passing to sister Nora. Nora Vaughn with the ball at the free throw line. Right side it goes. Cora Stallman with it. Back out top to Marley Vaughn. On the left to Nora Vaughn. Feeds down inside, and it's got a traveling call on St. Henry. Falling to the floor was Addie Vaughn, and they called a travel on her. So a turnover on St. Henry. Fort Recovery with the ball. Leading 24-20 now, thanks to Val Mollenkamp's 2 free throws a moment ago. On the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard.
And 4 points seems like a lot in this game.
Here's Val Mollenkamp on a three. In and out. No good. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Yes! Olivia Patch gets a big rebound basket inside to make it 26-20. Olivia now with 6 points on the night. Here's Addie Vaughn with the ball. Hawked by Brooke Colling. Vaughn comes down, feeds on the left to Nora Vaughn. Fires a shot for 3 points. No good. Rebound Addie Vaughn. Tries to find an opening. Can't. Back outside to Cora Stallman. Now inside to Addie Vaughn. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Down quickly to Kiki. Wendell with the ball. Feeds underneath to Allie Vaughn. Up and in. Allie Vaughn gives Kiki the assist. And that makes it now 28-20. And I think those are the first points for Allie Vaughn, and they are. And timeout again for St. Henry. Lady Indians, all of a sudden, lead by 8 points, 28-20. We'll be back. Timeout, St. Henry.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler at Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our Easy Checking. When you open an Easy Checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you will have access to free mobile banking with Card Valet and Mobile Deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call us at 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports our Fort Recovery Indians. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
St. Henry with the basketball. Nora Vaughn over to Marley Vaughn. Back to Nora on the right. She'll go down low to Alyssa Buescher. 10-foot shot is good. Alyssa Buescher hits for her 4th point of the evening. And the score is 28-22. Fort Recovery's lead is down to 6. And now a turnover by the Lady Indians. I think we trailed, 20-17 at one time? Then took a 28-20 lead. We rolled off 9 points in a row there. Here's a ball thrown away, but it went off of Kiki. Kiki Wendell could not grab it in. So St. Henry will keep the possession. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out all the Cooper Farms job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. And another timeout. St. Henry had to call timeout to retain possession. Wow. We'll be back in just a moment. Fort Recovery leading 28-22 here in the third quarter, 3:47 to go.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday, the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts, all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
Action back in here. St. Henry has the ball back after the timeout. Right side to Alyssa Busher. Busher dribbling against Brooke Colling. Pops the shot and got it. Alyssa Busher, another shot. That's her sixth point tonight. It's 28-24 as the Redskins have scored four in a row to cut the eight-point lead down to four. Brooke Colling on the left. Indians leading here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Val Mollenkamp out top to Brooke Colling on the left to Kiki Wendell. Here's Allie Vaughn, top of the key, looking for a teammate. Passing to Brooke Colling, now down low to Val Mollenkamp, back out to Kiki. Kiki Wendell on the left to Brooke Colling. Back out to Kiki Wendell, top of the key. Dribbling, passing on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie hasn't had many shots tonight, Brian.
No, she hadn't. She's hadn't played a whole lot with the foul trouble early, and then here late in this half, she just hasn't gotten many shots up.
Rakalik, three-point shot, get in there, did not go. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp, back up and in. Val Mollenkamp with another basket. And a foul's called on St. Henry, and Val will go at the free throw line for one shot, 30-24. We'll be back right after this.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
St. Henry now with the ball after Val Mollenkamp hit the free throw for the three-point play to make it 31-24. And now there's a foul called on Fort Recovery here as Addie Vaughn put up a shot. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so she will have two shots. Addie has not been to the free throw line tonight. First one's up, and it is good. That gives her a total of 3 points now, actually 5 points now. Olivia Patch goes out, and also going out is going to be Allie Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp came in. Whitley Rammel came in. Second free throw is also good by Addie Vaughn, so she hits two out of two. And it's 31-26. Lady Indians lead by five with the ball. Brooke Colling back out top to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Paige Fortkamp over on the right to Kiki Wendell. Kiki between the circles to Brooke Colling. On the left to Val Mollenkamp. Back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Right side it goes. There's Brooke Colling. Paige Fortkamp on the left side. Back out to Brooke Colling. On the right it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Firing, hitting! 3-point basket for Paige Fortkamp. How about that? Way to go, Paige.
Good offense for the Indians, working the ball around.
There's a shot by St. Henry. No good by Mia Niekamp. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Whitley Rammel takes the tumble going down the court. Paige Fortkamp right side to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Brooke Colling with it. Lady Indians leading 34-26. Cross-court pass to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp to Brooke Colling. Colleague back to Fort Camp. On the left, Kiki Wendell firing, does not go. Rebound, Whitley Rammel, but St. Henry ends up with the ball as Whitley had to kind of try to pass it off there. And now St. Henry lost it out of bounds. Turnover, St. Henry, as they couldn't hang on to the basketball. Down to a minute seven to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Kiki Wendell with the ball. Lady Indians leading by 8, 34-26. Looks like Fort Recovery may just eat the clock here as St. Henry's just sitting back in their zone defense. Coach Kyle Minchoffer is trying to decide what to do here. Now the Lady Redskins come out, make the Lady Indians be a little more aggressive with the ball. Paige Fortkamp back out top to Val Mollenkamp. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Down to 32 seconds to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Kiki Wendell with the ball. Out center circle, dribbles in, and lost it, but picked up by Allie Vaughn. Back out to Val Mollenkamp, to Paige Fortkamp, to Allie Vaughn. I'm sorry, to Val Mollenkamp. And what, we got a foul call on St. Henry.
Reach in by Alyssa Busher on Val right there.
That is number three on Alyssa Busher. He's getting a little bit of trouble here. Number three on Alyssa Busher here at the end of the third quarter.
She's their leading scorer with 6 points, so that would hurt them for sure.
Inbounds comes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will drive in, lost the ball, and it went off of St. Henry. Kiki got a break on that one. She kind of went out of control there and lost the handle on it, and then it went off of St. Henry out of bounds. Break for the Indians. 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Into Mollenkamp to Allie Vaughn, and we got a collision and what? A foul on St. Henry. It's out of bounds, not a shooting foul. We still have 4 seconds to go here in the quarter, so we got plenty of time for a shot. Indians set up their inbounds play. And it comes in, and the shots by Paige Fortkamp, blocked by St. Henry, and that's the end of the quarter. Quarter comes to an end, 34 for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and 26 for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Sectional championship on the line. We've got ourselves a dandy game. Don't go away. We'll be back. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here, we start the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Kiki Wendell right side. There's Val Mollenkamp with it. Back out to Kiki. Fort Recovery leading 34-26. Underneath, Val Mollenkamp pops the shot, blocked by Antrop. And Mia Niekamp came up with the ball. Now Val Mollenkamp's going to be called for a foul.
Great third quarter for the Indians, Rob. They scored 17 points in that quarter to outscore the Redskins, 17-8. And we only scored 17 points in the whole first half. So a scoring outburst for the Indians.
St. Henry will have the ball. We like those scoring outbursts.
Absolutely. If it's for us.
Yeah. 7.5 minutes to go here in the game. Right side it goes to Mia Niekamp. Niekamp drives towards the baseline, fires the shot, missed it. Rebound, and a foul is called on Cora Stallman over the back. I didn't think they were going to call it.
Well, you have one official right in front of it, one underneath the basket, and the guy from the other side of the floor came all the way in to make that call.
It was a right call.
It was the right call, but how does the other two,
I don't know,
not make that call when they're both right there in front of it?
Again, after this game is over, we're going to go to Blackford and Wabash in boys basketball from Wabash, Indiana. So stay tuned for that coming up. But we're going to finish here first. Brooke Collig on the left to Kiki Wendell. There's Paige Fortkamp on the left to Whitley Rammel. Tries to lob it inside, I think.
I would hope so.
Bounced off the bankboard and came back to Whitley. That certainly wasn't a shot. Outside to Kiki Wendell. Indians just running some clock here, leading 34-26. Trying to capture this sectional championship game. Here's a drive by Brooke Collig, no good. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Addie Vaughn came up with the basketball. Down to Marley Vaughn. Marley will pass in the corner to Alyssa Buescher. Fires a three. It's no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel with Fort Recovery. Over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell down to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp in the lane. Over on the left to Brooke Collig. Back out top. Allie Vaughn almost stolen by Buescher, but Vaughn got... Oh, she lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn just lost the handle on the basketball. Holly Gann up shouting some instructions to her team. Here in the fourth quarter, 6:13 left to go on Fort Recovery with a 34-26 lead. St. Henry led at one time at least 20-17. I don't remember exactly if that was their biggest lead or not.
Yeah, it was for St. Henry.
Whitley Rammel comes out of the game for Fort Recovery. So we've got Paige Fortkamp, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, Val Mollenkamp, and Kiki Wendell in the lineup for the Lady Indians. Inside to Addie Vaughn, right side it goes to Nora Vaughn, Marley Vaughn to Buescher. Back over to Nora Vaughn, fires a shot and missed it. Out of bounds, off of St. Henry, they say. Fort Recovery will get the basketball back. 5:55 to go in the game. Sectional championship game tonight. Down comes Kiki Wendell. On the left to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige to Brooke Collig. Collig dribbling out near the center circle. Right side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Over to Kiki Wendell on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the ball. Stops, fires, and misses. Rebound off of St. Henry to Brooke Collig, and now a jump ball is called, and it's going to go to St. Henry. Now we're down to 5:26 left in the game. Fort Recovery leads 34-26, and nobody's been able to score here for a little bit. Kind of stuck on that score. Comes Addie Vaughn tossing it in. And Val Mollenkamp stole it, but it's up for grabs, and it's a jump ball again. And this time it goes to Fort Recovery. So Fort Recovery will get it back. Lady Indians trying to win their 18th game of the year. They're 17-5 coming into this one. St. Henry's 13-10. Fort Recovery beat St. Henry in the regular season game, but it was a tussle. Left side to Allie Vaughn, back out to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling, feeding to Allie Vaughn, goes baseline. Now over to Paige Fortkamp, three-point shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, St. Henry, and a foul's called on Val Mollenkamp. So, not quite the one-on-one yet. In fact, that's only the third team foul on Fort Recovery this half. Val Mollenkamp will leave with her fourth foul, and Whitley Rammel comes in. I think Val was the leading scorer, is the leading scorer for us, I believe. Down comes St. Henry with the basketball. Alyssa Buescher on the right. Back out top to Nora Vaughn, to Marley Vaughn. There's Alyssa Buescher. Now to Nora Vaughn. Back out top to Cora Stallman. To Nora Vaughn, goes to Addie Vaughn. Vaughn at the free throw line. Left side to Stallman. Stallman goes to Addie Vaughn. Inside, scoops it up, missed it. Rebound comes down on the deck. Picked up by Marley Vaughn. Here's a shot by Buescher. Yes, a three-point shot by Alyssa Buescher. That gives her 9 points on the night. That's her first basket in a while. And it's 34-29, back to a five-point game, and a foul's called on St. Henry. Indians driving in there. That was personal foul number two on Marley Vaughn of St. Henry. Court recovery with the basketball. Kiki Wendell will toss it inbounds. Paige Fortkamp, right side it goes to Allie Vaughn, and back to Paige Fortkamp. Lost the ball, picked up by St. Henry. They stole it away. Here is Marley Vaughn, and Kiki Wendell steals it away from St. Henry. And now we've got timeout, Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment. Indians lead 34-29 with 4 minutes to go in the game.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Back here at the Lima Bath High School, we're playing sectional championship basketball tonight between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Fort Recovery has the ball, leading 34-29. Oh, Val Mollenkamp lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds, and they say it went off of Addie Vaughn. Lady Indians almost lost it there. Yeah, Paige Fortkamp, Allie Vaughn, Kiki Wendell, Val Mollenkamp, all in the lineup right now, along with Brooke Colley. Here's Paige Fortkamp, free throw line, right side to Brooke Colley. Colley dribbling, comes back out top to Val Mollenkamp. On the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the basketball. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. There's Brooke Colley with it. She'll come in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Brooke Colley, no good again. Rebound, jump ball. No, a foul. Foul's going to be called on Brooke Colley.
That's unfortunate for the Indians. We just missed 2 point blank shots by Brooke inside.
Full court press for Fort Recovery here. 3:36 to go in the game. Sectional championship on the line here. Bringing the ball up is St. Henry. With the basketball there is Addie Vaughn across the timeline. Looking for a teammate. Passes on the left to Marley Vaughn, or one of her sisters. They are triplets, Nora, Marley, and Addie Vaughn. Bet you there aren't too many high school teams in America playing the triplets.
Probably not.
On the left, there's a shot fired up by Marley Vaughn. No good. Rebound back up by Cora Stallman. No good. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. So we'll be back in just a moment. St. Henry going to the free throw line.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cora Stallman hit the first one, missed the second one, but got her own rebound and scored on the second miss, on the second free throw miss, and that makes it 34-32, back to a two-point game. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading by only two, Brian. This is getting to be a nail-biter.
Yeah, that was a big possession. The Indians haven't scored in a long time, so.
Here's Kiki Wendell missing on a three. Rebound at Vaughn. St. Henry can tie the game. Down they come. Vaughn stops, pops the shot, missed it. Rebound Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp up to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes down, goes to the hole, missed it. Rebound comes to Alyssa Busher of St. Henry. Down comes St. Henry with the basketball. Right side it goes to Marley Vaughn, to Nora Vaughn. Back to Marley, top of the key. Fort Recovery leads by two, only two. Shot by Busher, no good, in and out on a three. That would have given St. Henry the lead. Allie Vaughn with the basketball and timeout, Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 2:02 to go. It's Fort Recovery 34, St. Henry 32.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery girls basketball team.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Well, this game is getting to be a close one here. 34-32, Fort Recovery leads by two. With 2:02 left in the game, Fort Recovery does have the basketball. Kiki Wendell across the timeline now as we put the ball back in play. Brooke Colley to Paige Fortkamp out front. Paige looking for a teammate. Goes to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles back to Paige. Paige Fortkamp to Allie Vaughn, top of the key. Back to Paige Fortkamp on the right. Paige looking for a teammate. Passes to Kiki Wendell, top of the key. Kiki dribbling the ball. A minute 39 to go in the game. Kiki Wendell over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn over to Brooke Colley. Fort Recovery dribbling out front, leading by 2 points. Here is Paige Fortkamp now. Paige will hand off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes down the lane, feeds right side. Allie Vaughn, a three, doesn't go. Rebound, St. Henry. Alyssa Busher got the rebound. Down they come. Here is Nora Vaughn going in, missing. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Brooke Colley. Oh, my goodness. Here comes Brooke. She traveled. Brooke Colley traveled with the basketball, giving it back to St. Henry. Fort Recovery still with a 2-point lead at 34-32 with a minute 7
someone
to go
needs
in this
to,
game.
Someone needs to tell the team in white we have the lead in the ball. We don't need to be jacking up stuff right now.
Wow. Stolen away by Allie Vaughn. Lays it up and got it. Allie Vaughn with a huge steal. It's 36-32. Fort Recovery leads by 4. Here comes St. Henry's Alyssa Busher. On the left side, back into Busher. She puts it up and in. Alyssa Busher scoring. And timeouts called by St. Henry. Back to a 2-point game with 45 seconds to go. 36-34. Indians on top.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Napa know-how.
Let's hope we have the Indian know-how here. Knowing how to win. 36-34, 45 seconds to go. Fort Recovery with the ball. St. Henry's going to back off the press. Kiki Wendell with it. Indians lead by two, 36-34. Oh, it's almost stolen. Up for grabs, and Allie Vaughn steals it away, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Oh, my goodness.
We dodged one there because that was probably a jump ball and have been St. Henry's ball.
Wow. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We will be back in just a moment here on PG14 J Country 101.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Action back in. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play down to 32 seconds. Outside to Allie Vaughn. Indians lead by two, 36-34. Kiki Wendell with it now. She is fouled by Addie Vaughn. And that will be 1-1 for Kiki Wendell.
That is definitely the person we want to the free throw line for us. She is our leading free throw shooter on the year, 76%. So you want the ball at the end and with the hands right there. So
Kiki Wendell at the free throw line. As soon as we get done here, we'll go to Blackford. Blackford and Wabash coming up tonight in boys basketball. Missed the free throw.
I jinxed her.
Oh, my. Down and stolen by Kiki Wendell. And a foul is on St. Henry. Kiki Wendell with the steal. Oh, boy. 16 seconds to go, folks, in this sectional championship game. At the line is Kiki Wendell again. Let's see if she can hit this. She has 4 points on the night. It's up and no good again. Oh, can you believe it?
I can't.
St. Henry with the ball. Down they come. Alyssa Busher with it. 2-point shot to tie. No good. Rebound, Kiki Wendell. And there's a foul on St. Henry.
No, she stepped out. They're calling she stepped out.
She stepped on the line, and that's going to give the ball back to St. Henry with 2 seconds to go. 2 seconds to go. Oh, can we survive this? St. Henry will toss it in. Marley Vaughn putting it in play. Goes to Nora Vaughn, dribbling. And a foul's on Fort Recovery on Val Mollenkamp. And that's going to send St. Henry to the line for 2 free throws. No, it's not. It's going to be out of bounds. Or will it? Now, wait a minute here. Have a discussion going on. Val Mollenkamp
just fouled out.
Fouled out. Is that a shot?
Well,
I guess it was.
I would think at this point in the game she has to be shooting, but they're calling out of bounds underneath.
I don't know. There's only 0.3 seconds left that they are calling out of bounds. There's only 0.3 seconds left. They don't have time to get a shot off. Here is Nora or Marley Vaughn putting it in, and that's the game. It's over. Fort Recovery has survived. Lady Indians sectional champions, 36-34, over the St. Henry Lady Redskins. We go to the district at Wapakoneta next Thursday. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy. Eric Judy of First Call Realty wishes the best of luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and player Allie Vaughn.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by the office or call. Using my 20-plus years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, treating you with respect, and explaining the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and the Federal Home Loan Bank Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant for the purchase of your home. For details, call me at 375-4149. We proudly support our Indians. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Wow, what a game. Fort Recovery wins 36-34. We move on to the district on Thursday of next week at 8 o'clock at Wapakoneta. Real quickly, the scoring wrap for the Indians there, Brian.
Well, first of all, Rob, who would have thought we scored 2 points in the fourth quarter and we would have won the game? But we got fortunate there. Val led the scoring with 13 points. Olivia Patch had 6. Brooke Collig with 5. Allie Vaughn with 4. Kiki Wendell and Paige Fortkamp both with 3.
That's the scoring. We got to get out of here. We got a Blackford game coming up. Blackford and Wabash on the way. So stay tuned for that. Thanks to our fine sponsors who brought the game to you tonight. Hope you enjoyed this thriller. Fort Recovery wins 36-34 over the St. Henry Lady Redskins and moves on to the district next Thursday. Good night, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.